You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For those of you who are old school, for the first time in 18 years, there's a new album coming out by Tears for Fears. Google them, kids. This is a funny story. Jer and I are laughing about this because there's something about when you've got plans and, like, say you're going to go out tonight with a friend, and then at about 4 or 5 o'clock, your friend calls you or texts you and says, hey, I got to cancel. We're laughing about how deep down inside, you kind of feel bad that you're so excited that they canceled.
I love it when this happens. Absolutely love it.
So, Jeremy, they did a study, and they found that we are not alone.
Yeah.
More than 70% of people say they look forward to plans being canceled so they can just stay home.
Put your softy pants on and grab a cocktail and plunk down with some Disney Plus.
In fact, 3 out of 4 people say there's nothing better than having zilch for plans for the weekend. Hopefully, you've got a no-dot weekend.
Those are the best.
Let me pull out my phone right now. I haven't even looked.
I have to help a friend move a freezer. Try not to be too jealous.
I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow. I'm flying this weekend.
You're going to be sitting in the sky.
You're right. Ordering adult beverages on the plane. Do I have anything else I want to share? Oh, some news for nerds. There's a planet that they have located. Astronomers discovered a planet 850 light years away. And it is so hot on this planet.
How hot is it?
I'm glad you asked. It rains liquefied rubies and sapphires.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
They're full of it.
It rains liquefied rubies and sapphires, and the clouds are metallic.
All right, sure they are.
That's fantastic.
I'm telling you, these scientists are just making things up.
No, they're not.
That's such a made-up story.
Why would you say that?
Because it's so ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's
Our brains can't fathom how weird the universe is.
That's why it's great to be a space scientist. You can make all sorts of stuff up. You get paid a buttload of money. And then you're like, you go tell your friends that there's a planet really far away and that it's raining rubies.
And sapphires.
And sapphires.
But they're liquefied.
Like, oh my God, your job's so cool.
Now, there's two things I want to say about that. One, I disagree with you completely. I totally believe it.
I know you do.
Secondly, though, if what you're saying is true, the astronomers win because who's going to go and prove them wrong?
That's my whole point.
You can't go 850 light years to prove it. It's fantastic. And then this news for nerds story, we've got this whole thing with honeybees. You know, we're trying to protect the honeybees. Well, the honeybees aren't even protecting themselves. They found out that when male honeybees mate, their sexual organs explode out of their body and they die. I've felt that way before.
Now, is it during the act or after?
Well, we can rule out before.
Like if it's during, I feel bad. I mean, you could take 2 bees out essentially if it's a big enough bang.
Sure.
If you know what I mean. Oh, bee jokes.
Let me look it up.
I would hope it would be after. You do your thing, you fly off, and you explode essentially.
I'm not even going to read the headline, even though it's the New York Post, but I don't even want to. I don't want to say the line in their headline because it's naughty.
Naughty.
It's not naughty. It's an adult. It's a scientific term.
It's a circle of life.
But people feel uncomfortable with certain sexual terms.
I do. So I would like all of them.
Oh, they got a picture of the bee that exploded. Oh, my God.
What a horrible thing for these little bees. I mean, you've got to really want it.
They refer... We've all been there, too. I would die for that.
Is this? Yeah, this is worth it.
Totally
this
worth it.
Dang.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, boom. They refer to it here as carnal combustion.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the story
of
the
day. Everywhere.
Is that what that is? Funny, that's what I call it, too.
Okay, guys.
Grow up.
Settle down.
Grow up!
Settle down.
This is why our show's getting canceled.
What else is going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
You want to talk about Batman? This is kind of a nerdy story if you're familiar with the Batman comics. And the Penguin, he's an iconic villain, right? Meh, the Penguin, we got to get Batman. Meh, and he unleashes all of his
what
penguins.
Is he, Edward G. Robinson is suddenly a...
No, who was the old guy that originally played the Penguin back in the day, like in
well,
your
Danny
youth?
DeVito.
No, before him.
Oh,
Who was that in the original Batman and Robin? Meh, that's how we talk. Meh. He was the old, really old guy in Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
Google it. Anyway, that's how that is.
I could have told you if you hadn't asked.
Time machine reference, but that's how he talked. It was a penguin. Anyway, the new Batman movie is coming out. Let's jump into 2022 here. It's called The Batman, and Colin Farrell is in it, and he plays the Penguin. But here's the deal. Warner Brothers does not want him to have the iconic penguin cigarette, because if you recall in the comic books, he walked around with a cigarette all the time. Did you find it?
Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith!
Now 98% of our listeners are like, who the hell is that?
That is like the oldest, worst reference on this show in months. But anyway.
You thought Tears for Fears was bad.
Oh my God, I am so sorry for bringing up the really old penguin. Anyway, Warner Brothers is like, we don't want the penguin to smoke. We don't want him to have a cigarette, no cigar, nothing. And their argument is they basically don't want a bunch of kids starting to smoke because of this movie. But if you watch the trailer for this Batman, it looks violent and dark and horrific. I think they've got bigger issues than a little cigarette.
You know, and that is so like the entertainment industry. Kids, watch this guy get his head chopped off.
Yes,
but you certainly won't see him have a cigarette in that mouth before it goes flying.
There's a dog food company in the UK that's running a promotion where they will pay you more than $6,500 to switch your dog's food to theirs for 2 months.
Okay,
that's
what's
a
the
nice
catch?
Little side hustle.
What's the catch?
During those 2 months, you have to also collect your dog's poo-poo.
Well, and people do that anyway.
You got to analyze it is the thing.
You do?
You actually got to smell it, and you have to keep a diary of how the poo is changing day by day. It's a plant-based food company, and they want to just take a look at your dog's digestive habits, I guess.
You have to pick through it or anything?
So you got to analyze it and poke it and sniff it.
Yeah, it still smells like crap.
And see if this food's affecting you.
She must be healthy. It still smells like crap.
But $6,500 to smell poo for a couple months, that's not...
Who's to say people won't fake that? How do you prove it?
Right? You could totally fake it.
Yeah. See, I smelled the poo. Give me my $6,500.
Smells great. A little minty.
Smells like lilacs. Is that... Was that the desired outcome?
Anyway, that's going on. I don't want to tell you anything else. Let's do clickbait.
All right.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I will say this is a gross picture alert. Gross picture alert.
But cool.
Very cool. Very interesting. A 38-year-old dude in New York told his doctor he'd been having a hard time breathing. This has been going on for several years. He didn't know why. So the doctor's like, hey, let's shove a tiny camera up your nose to see what's going on. And they did that, and they found a tooth. A tooth growing inside of his nose. And they have pictures. And we have the pictures.
And the weird thing is what they told him to do was just start brushing it along with the ones in his mouth. So he has to shove a toothbrush up his nose.
Spit on myself. Shoving a piece of pizza in his nose, eating it. The pictures are on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Check it out.
He's the only guy who flosses his nose. Stupid.
So dumb.
Stupid. All right, that's what's trending now.